Pat, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Tony. I'm doing great.
Well, I wanted to chat with you about Japan and what's been happening in Japan. Obviously, they're going through a lot of ordeals in dealing with recovery from the tsunami, from the earthquake, from the issues that they have with their nuclear power plant. Now, when you talk about how that's going to affect the American dollar and the Japanese economy, I know that's something that you've looked into.
Yes, the Japanese obviously are going to need a lot of funds to recover from the devastation from the tsunami, the earthquake, and the nuclear plant problems. And they happen to have the assets on account. They're not a huge debtor nation like the United States. So they're going to have to liquidate some assets to come up with the funds to pay for all this. It happens that they have almost $900 billion of U.S. government debt as part of their reserves. That's the third largest total after the United States government and the Chinese government. Invariably, they're going to have to sell some of this in order to pay for everything. And unfortunately, that means in the coming months that Japan is going to be not buying U.S. Treasury debt. And also some of the Treasury debt that it has is going to be put on the secondary market for sale. Both of those are going to have the effect of forcing up the interest rate that other buyers of Treasury debt are going to be paying, which has the effect of lowering the value of the U.S. dollar. It's baked into the system.
Pat, who in the world would want to buy the U.S.'s debt?
Well, the United States dollar so far has a track record as the international unit of reserve currency. Government is not protecting that status very well. It's depreciating the value of it by, you know, the programs of quantitative easing are explicit inflation of the money supply, which basically says the government's going to force down the value of the U.S. dollar. Unfortunately, most countries around the world are taking steps to reduce the value of their own currencies, so it's a competition, you might say, of a race to the bottom, which leaves things like gold and silver looking very good because you can't inflate an ounce of gold. An ounce of gold today will be worth an ounce of gold tomorrow, but it's not. The U.S. government is basically taking actions to reduce the value of the U.S. dollar. Just today, the Group of Seven Nations yesterday afternoon announced that the United States, Britain, the Europeans, and the Canadians would be specifically selling Japanese yen to try to reduce the value of the yen. That will temporarily make the U.S. dollar look stronger. But in a crisis like this in years past, the U.S. dollar has gone up in value when there's been a crisis in other nations. In this past week, the United States dollar is actually going down in value compared to a basket of major currencies. That's not good news for Americans.
The disruption of commerce in Japan is obviously a negative for their stock markets. And as you discuss in your writings, when stock market values are plummeting, the U.S. government has an incentive to persuade investors not to get out of that market and to stay in safe haven assets like gold and silver.
That's correct. If the prices of stocks are going down, investors in the stock market are thinking, should I be getting out? And one of the considerations is to look at alternatives, and gold and silver are traditional safe havens to fly to safety. Actually, U.S. Treasury debt also used to be considered that. But when an investor is doing is checking around and sees that the value of the gold and silver is also declining, that leaves them feeling more like, well, maybe I'll just stay where I am and not get out of the stock market because I don't really have a safe alternative. The trading pattern in the precious metals market this week has not been standard trading patterns. It's showing obvious signs there's some manipulation going on.
Pat, you've been talking with us for months and months that the general public has little understanding about, and as you write, the acceptance of the reality of the continuing huge drop in the value of, and I quote, the possible future collapse of the U.S. dollar. This sounds like, you know, if I was to play devil's advocate, that maybe you're going to the extreme on this. What makes you believe that the dollar is in such dire straits?
One is the actions of the United States government. The other is the actions of official international panels, like the Group of 20 Nations have already been holding meetings and made announcements that they're going to investigate replacing the U.S. dollar as the international reserve currency with something else, possibly a basket of assets, which may include some U.S. dollars. And I'm just taking them at their word that that is their goal, is to lower the international demand for the dollar.
When is this meeting to take place?
To some degree, it's already happening. A few weeks ago, the Chinese government announced that that by the end of this year, they hope to have it be possible that all international payments coming out of China can be paid in Chinese yuan instead of nowadays mostly in U.S. dollars.
Why isn't this getting covered more by the media?
I believe it's more psychological than anything. This is a huge shift in the way that people look at the world. It's not a way they've had to look at it before. And it unfortunately means bad things for the value of the U.S. dollar. And there is a tendency for people, when things are bad news and outside of their experience, to kind of bury their head in the sands and just pretend things are okay the way they are. That doesn't change what's going to happen in the future, but that is a typical psychological behavior.
And Pat Heller is the owner and operator of Liberty Coins here in the Mid-Michigan area. He is an expert when it comes to precious metals as well as information in regards to the United States dollar. Pat, as always, thanks so much.
Thank you, Tony.